Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning into my podcast, Xena, Life as a Dominatrix. This is episode 16. This will be broadcasted later on today, May 3rd, 2022. Today's topic, the ABCs of fetish, alphabetical kink. I just wanted to, name the kinks in alphabetical order because why the hell not? And also, I've written about this specific topic in my book, Xena Life as a Dominatrix. So, are you ready to hear the ABCs of fetish? This is A to Z, alphabetical order. I will be reading this from my book. Anal play. Ooh, anal play, where the woman or the man inserts a dildo into their partner. Lube. Do not forget the lube. Anal sex is exhilarating for some, uncomfortable or humiliating for others. One may feel a bit squeamish, even by the thought of having something up there, or some men might feel that it makes them gay. It makes you adventurous, experimental, kinky, sexual, if you want anal. There's nothing wrong with it, whether you're gay, straight, whatever. Word of advice, don't be shy to go to a sex toy shop or for a toy for yourself, basically. Ask the clerk questions about a particular toy. And if you want to experiment with having another man take it from behind, make sure you use protection. And also consent. Consent is everything. I always mention this. Play and kink, BDSM world is all about safe, sane, and consensual. So, bondage. B, for bondage. The feeling of being completely immobile, helpless, is extremely exciting for the bondage enthusiast. There's no chance of escaping when he or she is in bondage. There are various bondage games in which you can play with your partner, sexual or non-sexual. Tickling, spanking, blindfolding, gagging, or whatever you discuss with your partner beforehand. The most common bondage implement people use is rope. I suggest nylon rope or the basic handcuffs. Do not lose that key. It is important to know your partner's limits as well. So if your partner does not enjoy the feel of a ball gag in his or her mouth, then do not use it. Or if they're claustrophobic, bondage might not be the thing for them. It's also important to be with your partner at all times when it comes to bondage. Do not leave your partner alone. Trust is crucial. Bondage is exciting, enjoyable, and a work of art. You might think, why are people into bondage? Common reasons. They were in Boy Scouts, perhaps, when they were younger and they played cops and robbers with the female, or they just simply like to be tied up. The letter C. C. CBT. Various examples. When a slave enjoys being kicked or punched in the genitals. Applying clothespins. Tying it up, which is cock and ball bondage, or whipping it with an implement the slave can handle. Make sure you understand the slave's pain tolerance. Whether the person requests light CBT, moderate, or heavy CBT. Some slaves enjoy being marked down there, and some cannot have marks whatsoever. Respect that. You might think, how can someone take a beating down there? Why does he like that? Or this common question, is he able to make babies after all that CBT? This is the slave's fetish. This is the slave's kink. The slave becomes aroused when you basically beat him down there. There's nothing wrong with him. He just enjoys it. Everyone has their own kinks. The slave gets his sexual gratification by each and every beating down there. So, ladies, remember to respect his safe words. If the slave gives a safe word, the goal is not to permanently hurt the slave or hospitalize the slave. D for domination. Following orders properly. If you want to stop masturbating for a week, then you will do so as the dominatrix instructs. If you want to become a personal footstool, you are to kneel in front of the dominatrix when she instructs. If the dominatrix craves a back massage, you are to do your best to pamper her. If the dominatrix wants meals cooked for her, then take a cooking class. If she desires for her home to be clean thoroughly, you are to do the best that you will. You're to be the best sissy maid possible. If she desires monetary gifts, you should discuss that with her. If her boots are dirty, do what she orders. Usually, men are dominant in their everyday lives, either at work or in their household. They have careers which put them in charge, so once you see a dominatrix, all that power you have in your everyday life goes right out the door. All right, E for electrical play. No, it doesn't mean electrocuting him. There are various devices to use. My favorite is the TENS unit, devices that physical therapists or chiropractors tend to use on their patients. There are also violet wands, which provide a stingy sensation to the human body. Electrical play can be a little intimidating, and it could be fun when experiencing it. Let's talk safety first. So my recommendations, I do not recommend using a cattle prod or a taser on your partner whatsoever. Make sure you and your partner are not wet. Your body should be kept dry. Do not use more than one electrical device on your partner all at once. So if the sensation also is too much, make sure you give your partner the code word. And your partner should say that code word. And on the violet wand, there is a knob where you can increase or decrease the sensation of the wand. So if your partner requests like low voltage on a certain body part, then go to town. F for feet. Foot fetishism is very common amongst men, and I love having my feet pampered personally. I never turn down a foot rub. If the foot slut is lucky, then he will have the permission to suck on my toes, lick the bottom of my feet, smell my stinky sneakers, or inhale my stinky feet dangling in his face. Foot fetishists either enjoy clean or dirty feet, stinky or clean, smelly feet. Some love a different type of color toenail polish on the toes. So if you don't like having your feet touched, kissed, or sucked on, it's your choice to say no. You set your own boundaries. G, giantess. Back to foot fetish, a close up of my feet encased in high heels, and as I walk towards a slave on his knees, begging for a smell. He's a tiny man. He becomes excited by watching my heels, hearing my heels on the floor. Then I stand on him, either barefoot or wearing heels, trampling him, in particular, standing on his stomach or his genitals. Ouch. So, giantess, it is a fetish. So short men are attractive to Amazonian women, and if a woman isn't tall, she can simply slip on a pair of 7-inch heels, whatever she's comfortable with, of course. So standing over a man is empowering. Looking down at him while his curious eyes look up at you is, for me personally, exciting. So H for humiliation. I slap the slave across the face. He crawls on all fours and barks like a dog, spitting in his mouth, slapping his face again as he is instructed to stand in the corner as I laugh at how pathetic he is. I pull down his pants and I'm unable to see his little prick. It's a tiny microscopic thing. So, of course, I begin to laugh louder. He begins to tear up. since his masculinity is being laughed at. So I decide to call it a pussy and make him wear a thong and apply hideous makeup on his face. My ugly duckling. You might think, wow, that is so mean. Sure, it's mean. The slave's desire, some slaves' desire is to be humiliated. Whether it's physical humiliation, verbal humiliation, or small penis humiliation. My last podcast, I discussed all about humiliation. So if you'd like to go back and hear it, you're more than welcome to do so. At any rate, I'm not done with talking about humiliation here. So there's so many ways of humiliating a man in their real life. They're dominant, powerful men who always have their way. But when they enter the dungeon, all that power leaves his mind and his body, and he gives himself to the dominatrix. So verbal humiliation. So verbal humiliation scenes consists of calling the person every curse word in the book. Physical humiliation consists of doing things to him that are so degrading, whether it's slapping him across the face or having him biting down on a bar of soap, being spat on, drinking spit, or having his hair pulled. I for interracial domination. Personal true story, I recall an event in LA where, three African-American slaves approached me pretty much all at once just to be dominated in front of everyone. I decided to use all three slaves at once for my personal amusement. From what I recall, I spanked all of their asses, tied them all up together, I made them hold one another, and I flogged their naked bodies while they were all tied up. Afterwards, they were instructed to pamper me. There were some African-American men who loved serving a white woman because of her skin color. And some African-American men enjoy being called the N-word, which is a total hard limit for myself. And that, I will never understand that. And when I, there's a thing in the kink world, it's called race play. And that's just not my cup of tea. That's just a hard boundary for myself. J-O-I equals jerk off instructions. That means it basically gets men on the edge. Having a woman control his cock is sexually gratifying to the man. A woman controlling a man's cock is empowering as well, teasing him by telling him to jerk off. But you're not allowed to come is so tormenting to the man or the slave or the submissive or whomever you're playing with. So many men watch porn and jerk off on their own, but how does it feel when a woman watches you jerk it in your presence? K for kissing. All right. The woman licks her lips and the man licks his lips. They hold each other passionately and begin kissing one another. He kisses her neck and she does the same. After she lies on her back and he kisses her entire body from head to toe, worshiping her. Kissing is so passionate, so sensual, and so perfect. Kissing is a fetish amongst two people where they are just completely turned on by kissing, whether it's a set of juicy lips, when a set of juicy lips touch his or her body. Juicy. L for lift and carry. When a woman picks up a light little man, carries him around the room and expresses how much powerful she is compared to his little weak self. M for maid fetish. The woman is dressed as a French maid as her husband relaxes and watches her. She bends over in front of him to dust the table and he slaps her ass. It could also be the other way around where The man is dressed as a sissy maid, and you order him to clean your home. N for nurse play. The woman slips on a pair of white rubber gloves, then she slips on a pair of white thigh-high stockings, then a full body shot of her in white bra and panties, corset, stockings, doctor coat, white high heels. She's ready for her patient now. She places him on the OBGYN table, and she checks his heartbeat. After she applies lubrication on her fingers and slips her fingers right inside his ass. The look on his face is surprised. Having a naughty nurse care for a man gives a man an instant hard-on. Some of them. And then maybe some might be just so terrified and scared of the naughty nurse. But you want to say, yes, nurse. Don't forget to thank your nurse for her thorough examination. OTK, over-the-knee spanking. So a man is giving his woman an over-the-knee spanking using his bare hands only. After he uses a wooden paddle and spanks her, she's tearing up and moaning. After the paddle, he rubs her ass and then spanks her more. He paddles her in the corner, and he paddles her in the corner, and she rubs her bare bottom. Oh, I misread that. He places her. He places her in the corner and she rubs her bare bottom. She looks sad, so he holds her in his arms, providing aftercare. Some bottoms are either men or women, trans, whatnot. So some bottoms look at receiving a harsh spanking either as a reward or a punishment. And those who find it rewarding intentionally misbehave, giving their partner a perfect excuse to provide that punishment. People have that fetish for being spanked, maybe because their strict mother or father gave them an over-the-knee spanking in real life when they were younger. Or perhaps their sibling would spank them for being bad. So when you do spank your partner, just make sure to give your partner the code word to use, a safe word. And the person receiving the spanking, be sure to say that safe word. P for pony play. A male or a female pony is awaiting their trainer. The trainer enters, and the pony's hair is brushed, and they are petted. The trainer feeds carrots to the pony. After, the lady hops on the pony's back, rides the pony. She uses a riding crop to make the pony gallop quicker. Each whip, the pony makes a noise. She gets down from the pony, and the pony makes noises. Then she pets the pony again. Aww. Reminds me of the Seinfeld episode, the pony episode. I had a pony. So you're probably scratching your head trying to think, why in the world would someone want to be a human pony? That's just their kink. That's what they're into and that's what they enjoy. To each its own, would I say. Q for queening. A woman sits on a man's face. Wearing blue jeans or spandex pants or whatever she desires. Of course, she lets him breathe occasionally. Then she removes her pants and squats over his face. He looks so excited, dreaming to taste her womanhood. Then she sits on his face. He performs oral sex and she is sexually aroused. Of course, she lets him gasp for air and she comes on his face. That's something I don't do in sessions. I must clarify that. But face sitting is a common fetish, common kink. And yes, you'll be able to breathe. So, for couples, make your man beg for a taste. Tease him by bending over in his face and sit on his face. That's your comfy chair, right? But first, leave your pants on. Make him continue to beg to taste your womanhood. Then slowly take off your pants and enjoy the ride, if you know what I mean. A woman's ass is a fetish to so many men. But when that ass suffocates him, it's like heaven for some men. Ladies, don't be scared to have that orgasm on his face. And remember, let him breathe. So R for rubber, rubber fetish. The woman slips on a rubber cat suit, shines her body with lubrication, places a rubber hood over her head, touches herself while he is also encased in rubber. So they're both, man and woman, both encased in rubber. So she, like I discussed in a previous episode about latex. Latex can be costly, but do your own research as to where to get some great quality latex. So basically the smell, the taste, the feel of wearing rubber is quite exciting to the rubber fetishists out there. You might feel completely restricted when you wear a cat suit, but unfortunately rubber is easy to tear and the outfits are delicate, so be careful and have fun with your rubber fetish. S, shemale. Watch a man slip on ladies' attire. Watch the man apply makeup. He's going to give himself a full body transformation. Of course, you could help him too to perfect the look. I've been infatuated with shemales and cross-dressers personally ever since I was a teenager. Shemales, they're, you know, cross-dressers, and if the man gets surgery to have real breasts, that's known as a transsexual. But that's a whole other topic to discuss in the near future. But shemales are pretty much cross-dressers, and that can be a kink to some, dressing up as a woman, whether it's with your partner or by yourself, slipping on lingerie underneath your business attire. All right, so T for tickling. A man is tickling a woman while she's in bondage. She laughs hysterically, squirms to attempt to escape, but has no chance to break free. Aww. Ticklies. Ticklies are people who receive tickling. They love tickle torture, tickle torment, tickling. It's a very common fetish. All that laughter when you're being tickled will give you an ab workout, literally. Try it. It's best when your partner's in bondage or simply lay on your partner, tickling him or her. Remember, let your partner breathe. Have tickle breaks. Drink water when doing this activity. Try not to wet yourself, though. And yes, there's a lot of laughter when it comes to tickling. Laughter is the best medicine. U for uniforms. Wearing different uniforms, whether it's a military uniform, medical, business, maid, or school uniform. Uniforms are very sexy when you get into a little bit of role play action in the bedroom. V for voyeur. A man peeping at his neighbor changing into lingerie. She slowly takes off her clothes, puts the lingerie on, and touches herself. Are you a naughty peeper? You know you are. Voyeurs tend to peep at their neighbors or tend to use binoculars. Tisk tisk. But that's a kink as well. W for wrestling. A common scene, two women wrestle one another, or a woman wrestles a man, and of course she wins. She applies scissor holds, choke holds, face sitting, and more different holds to the helpless man below her. Don't forget to make him breathe. Don't forget to use your code word, and if you need to tap out, don't be afraid to do so. X for hardcore, XXX hardcore, a scene, common on porn. The cameraman zooms into the porno actor's cock as it drips into the porn actress's pussy or her ass. Can't forget to capture that cum shot as well. Why? For yoga pants. A woman is walking down the street, going to the gym, and wearing her favorite pair of yoga pants. The pants are extremely tight and showcases her butt very nicely. A man might notice and become instantly turned on. Z for Zentai suits. A woman is wearing a fully lycra cat suit or a Zentai suit covering her entire body from head to toe. She's unrecognizable. She's incognito. Nobody is aware who's under that suit. Her identity is a mystery from wearing this suit. And these suits are pretty fun to slip in as well. So yeah, that was the ABC of kink, alphabetical kink. So I really enjoy that you, I hope that you enjoyed listening to this episode. This was great to talk about, and yeah, have a great day.